Welcome back, everybody. Episode 173. I feel like there's a significance with that number somewhere, but I'm not fully sure of it. But we're here nonetheless.
What are significant chapters or episodes? A significant episode 173s.
What do you think chapter? All right, pick a manga and I'll research what chapter 173 was about.
Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Because that had to be near the end.
Wow, that should be a thing that we do every episode at this point. Chapter 173. I guess we're spoiling this. Holy shit. Yeah, this is definitely spoilers. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with spoiling this. Pick another one.
Okay, so I just looked up episode 173, no context, and then One Piece came up, and this is
of course it Sky does. Episode.
It's Skypiea. It's when Enel shows. Enel has joined the survival game and defeats Kamakuri, several Shinigami, his own divine soldiers alike with his power. Nami and Gon fall, defeat Hattori and Katori. So,
yeah. I'm gonna keep it a bug with you. I'm looking forward to doing the Summer Comic House episodes because I'm not like locked into One Piece. But I look forward. I'm gonna use your guys' energy to lock me into One Piece. But clearly I've watched it. But it's like I'm still, my level of care for the material isn't high. Or isn't high enough. I see why people like it. But my level of care isn't to the level of care that it should be that I feel yet. So just letting you know.
You know, I feel that.
I looked up episode 173 of Dragon Ball Z, and it's when Dende remakes the dragon
for Earth. I literally just did the same thing. That's great.
Okay.
Shout out to Dende.
Yeah, but no, go ahead. Go ahead with what you're saying.
I was going to say, I get what you're saying, though. I think that, like, One Piece is such a... My biggest issue with One Piece fans is that they don't act like... They just act like, it's just 1,000 episodes of easiness. Like, there's not much going on. Like, you could just digest it all. And then it's like, no, it's actually a lot fucking going on. And
they, no, like, there's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. Like, so, things are like, but this is when the show really starts. Like, you're really getting into it. And I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, it's lit. Like,
it's so much. It's like, there's so much little things and nuances. And you just like, you get... Yeah, you get lost in the sauce for sure.
They need to make 100 episode One Piece delivery of that.
Yeah.
Just 100 episodes flat. Just have a story. It doesn't even have to be the main story. Just be a One Piece thing that lasts 100 episodes. Like, that would, I don't know, whatever. At this point, they're way over it. Nonetheless, I'm Meals. I'm here with LJ, of course. We're the lookout. We are back.
Second seed.
Knicks are the second seed. Listen, 50 wins, second seed, going to the playoffs. Got home court advantage in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
I'm around a lot of Bucks fans too, so I'm happy.
I literally just talked to one of my good friends who's a Bucks fan, and he's like, I haven't even watched I just watch highlights. Like, I don't give a fuck about the Bucks anymore. Because they've been doing terribly for the last number of weeks. And the playoffs, they're literally meeting their, like, arch nemesis in the playoffs, which is so hilarious. Like, this is how you know it's fate, right? This is how you know the stars align and this divine intervention.
I need the Heat to win on Wednesday. We need the story.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't care who wins. I feel like we're beating both teams. I feel like we're beating. I feel
Sixers give the Knicks a tougher series than the Heat.
Absolutely, because our centers are going to be fouled out to death from Joel Embiid. But I feel like even with the Heat, here's my thing with the Heat. We never leave the series or a game fully healthy when playing the Heat.
Oh, that's true.
I don't really want to play them. Yeah, I really don't want to play them. Last time we played the Heat, well, not last time we played the Heat, but like, couple years back, not last year, Randall's ankle, also some other shit with like Josh Hart's ankle, and then Quickly's like thing, and like, oh, it was a whole thing, and they're all BAM related. That's why I don't really want to play them. And then earlier this year when we played them was the game that Julius Randle dislocated his shoulder. So I really don't really want to play them for that reason. I want to maintain healthiness, a clean bill of health if I can. I would love to see them face the Celtics in the first round. But if it's up to me, I mean, I'll take either one of those teams. I just want to come out of it as healthy as I go in. But
nah, facts. I definitely feel that.
Have you been watching any non-anime things?
Yo, low-key, Apple TV got some shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't subscribe to all these services, so it's pretty much
I pay
like...
I pay for the Apple One, where you like kind of bundle everything together.
What is bundled in Apple One, if I might ask?
It's the news app, it's Apple Music, you get all the like Apple Store games, you know, how you send the games, you get all that, you get Apple TV. I actually think I get extra iCloud storage.
Okay.
And there's a couple more things that I get. But then, yeah, then I got it on a family plan, so there's a couple of them.
Okay, I respect it.
But, no, I like, is that they just have a show with Colin, is it Colin Farrell? I believe it's Colin Farrell, called Sugar. That's really good. It's like a private detective thing. It's kind of like neo-noir. It's really cool.
Okay.
You have this other one called The New Look that talks about that's based on like the fashion houses, like the French fashion houses, so like Dior, Chanel, really focusing on them too, but like them during like World War II and how they had to like survive and all that shit. So that one's actually really good. Also been watching The Masters of Air. It's very, I think I've probably admitted this on this show already, but there is just something about war stuff that just really turns me really American. Like I go full blown America when it comes to like war movies and war TV shows. I don't know
why. That's funny as hell.
I get so locked in. I'll be like, damn.
I'm trying to
Law and Order SVU still got me in a chokehold too.
I was trying to mute my mic alongside with the sounds of New York City. But what if I've been watching basketball, of course?
Yeah. Yankees are back too. Yankees are playing amazing right now.
Are they?
Yankees, because... oh my gosh, I love us so much.
All right, do you foresee good things for us? Because
yes, no, like, listen,
last year was pretty disappointing.
I think, yes, last year was definitely very disappointing. And I think from out the gate, I kind of just knew it was going to be a really disappointing season. And I knew the season before we started off really, really hot. And then after All-Star break, it was just like we just turned downhill all the way. But this year's Yankees, like, shout out to my man Judge, shout out to the captain, right?
Of course, you
know, the hardest he got the hardest job in baseball, being the captain of the New York Yankees,
easily.
Thing that I felt that, you know, I think he had all the qualities of a great leader. I just felt that the Yankees were just missing an identity, though. Like we were still lacking in that identity phase. I think this all season, going out getting Juan Soto, another just high caliber star.
Right.
I know Garrett Cole is still, like, he's injured. That was just hard. That was a hard hit before the season started. But it's just, like, watching these guys play now. They're playing with this fire. You're just like, holy, like, you're just buying into that clubhouse. Like, these guys look completely different than these past few years. And like I said, they look like they actually have, like, an identity in a great clubhouse culture, and like things are like finally meshed and glued together how they're playing. Like even our like couple losses, like they don't feel defeating. Like I feel that last year it was like every loss felt like it just suck the fun out of the game. But like this year, it's just like this New York Yankees team looks amazing. I really feel that. I know every Yankees fan is like, every year is our year, but I really do feel that this year could be something special.
I hope so. I hope so for New York City. We're pretty much like, we're living vicariously through these two teams. So any great sports story that we can kind of like pull together would be amazing. So I look forward to that. Whenever you do pull up a Tita game, obviously. I've been watching. I've started rewatching OJ versus the People versus OJ because OJ Simpson died. Still great television. Still to this day, that's like it's like a 10 out of 10 series to me.
I feel that Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't acting.
No, he was not. Real method role.
Yeah, he was truly himself in that entire thing.
I love when biopics are so good that I just take them as fact. That's what it's when a true biopic is good, you don't care what actually went down or what then went down. You want the drama, you want the Chris Darden dancing at Marsha Clark in an empty fucking room. You want, you know, Johnny Cochran looking down at Chris Darden and saying, "Nigga, please." Like, you want that. You want to feel like you're connected to the series. I can't wait. After this, I'm going to go back and finish watching the episodes. But I feel as enamored with it. And then they also did, I think a couple years ago, they did the Bill Clinton one with Monica Lewinsky one. And that one was good, too. Yeah. But no, it definitely...
They do really good on those series.
They need to do more, to be honest with you. Like, they really do need to do more. Because I think we had one between those was, I think it was a Giorgio Armani one or something along those lines that I didn't watch.
That one really could too.
I'm going to watch it because I've never seen that one. I was like, I'm not that familiar. But I was like, you know what? At this point, I'm locked in. I got my Hulu account. Like, it's $2.99 a month. I still get ads, but guess what? I can just look at my phone or something.
You know what? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. But I have become... I don't want to say pro ads, but I'm starting to see the point in the ads.
I'm not pro ads. I'll tell you where I'm not pro ads. I'm not pro ads on Peak. No. Well, YouTube for sure.
YouTube, I'm not pro ads.
I don't even know what an ad looks like on YouTube anymore, and I don't want to find out, to be honest with you. But Peacock. If I'm watching, I have the Peacock, I have the basic plan now, because I was just like, all right, I don't really feel like paying for this. I literally only watch wrestling from it, and I only watch wrestling once a month on it. But I went back to watch a pay-per-view. I was like, okay, let me like rethink past WrestleManias. Let me get in the mood for WrestleMania. This was a number of weeks ago. And the amount of like, you got to sit through a 4-hour show, and the amount of ads just takes me completely out of it. That's the only thing I'm not pro ad on is Peacock.
Yeah, and like their ads aren't short either. They're at least minimum 2 minutes.
Yeah, so it's like, bro, I'm not trying to watch this in real time. Like, I want this 4-hour show to be like at least like, I'll give you 4.5 hours, but I'm not changing this to like a 7-hour show. This is not happening. So that's where I'm not pro ad at. But ultimately, I've stopped caring. I was just like, all right, whatever. It's like, I'm paying for the service.
Also, I think it's probably because I got cable still, too. So,
I mean, I have DirecTV Stream. So, there's still... I still got TV.
Yeah, I got Xfinity still. So, I'm just kind of like, dang.
I've also watched the Jared Carmichael show. Well, I haven't... I won't say I have watched it. I watched the first episode. And I'm not sure if I'm ever going back. To be honest with you.
I think that... With the 5 clips that I have seen and the numerous conversations that I've had with trusted confidants, I'm not watching this shit. I can't do it. 8 is such a great stand-up, and he's such a great stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ruin it for myself. I feel I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to immediately hate him. Because part of me knows that he's kind of a piece of shit, probably. He's probably kind of a dickhead.
He's weird in a way that's like, it's not weird that, it's not totally weird, but it's weird enough. This show is weird. How about that? He's not weird. The show is weird. He is very like real human emotions, but perhaps they're too human. One, he's like a sex addict, which is crazy.
That was like the big thing that my sister, like, sister was and they like really hyper focus on that.
They focus on it. I was watching and I was like, I'm not comfortable with the intimacy of all this going on a reality show with a person at the celebrity who I kind of like, I'm familiar with. Like, I'm not familiar with this type of shit at all. So I was like, the Tyler thing was very.
The Tyler thing
was interesting. Go ahead.
I said the Tyler clip was hilarious. And even when I got context for the clip, because once again, I didn't watch the episode, I needed someone else to give me the Spartan notes for it. But
the first episode is about his unrequited love for Tyler. He did skits on his album a few years ago. Apparently they had a thing. I'm just going to assume. And he told him how you really felt about him. And shit got weird, obviously. So weird that the entire first episode is him texting back and forth and like putting his phone down and like getting a text here and just being incredibly anxious by receiving responses to it. And then he invites Tyler to his house and Tyler's just there and there's a whole camera crew. And I don't think he knew that there was going to be a camera crew there. And Tyler just sits there and they're trying to have this awkward conversation, but Tyler is completely like defusing it in a sense by being Tyler, by not taking anything seriously. He orders food in the middle of their conversation. He gets the food. It's like quiet, awkward eating through the mics that they have pinned on them. And he just leaves. And like he gets the answer that he wants and then he goes back and living his ridiculous like life that lives on like apps, dating apps. And yeah, I was just like, nah, this is a level of intimacy I wasn't fully prepared for at all.
Yeah, I'm not.
I went in pretty cold. I didn't even actually see the clips online. I went in pretty cold. I heard a conversation about it. I went in pretty cold and I was like,
I can't do it.
I would never watch this. This isn't a show I could ever watch with anybody else.
No, for sure. It just sounds like, I don't know. I've never been a huge reality TV fan.
I feel like we should talk about anime. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I've never been a huge reality TV fan.
I love it. I'm a reality TV competition fan. How about that?
I think that's a little different. I think like reality shows are they're like really following people around and stuff like that. Like it's just I feel that I'm knowing too much about a person. I'm just like with zero connection to them. Like this person isn't my friend.
Like, but that's the art of it all, right? Like it's like I'm not sure if you've ever watched The Real World. But The Real World was a big thing in the 90s and early 2000s. And the entire charm of The Real World was like these seven strangers picked to live in a house. And you kind of see how seven strangers kind of act. Now, that concept and that formula has been pretty much changed throughout the years. And I think, to be honest, the Jersey Shore really like changed the format.
Oh, yeah. Jersey Shore took it to heights it's never been before.
Because Real World, you still like, you'd be in and out with different people every season, whereas Jersey Shore is like, here are the static 7, 8, at this point, 9 people that are doing the show. I think actually it's probably more 7. But they did get Sam back, which is funny. That kind of changed the show, and then you kind of saw more like Housewives and like all this other stuff, and it became less about like actual issues and real things that people are talking about, and kind of more like vain, kind of like problems that and in conflicts that people are having, and like people seeing themselves within a character or something along those lines, or stuff like that. I personally like reality TV competition. I'm like, if we're gonna do all these things, at least raise the stakes a little bit. But yeah, it's definitely quite a lot to indulge in. But nah, the Jerry Carmichael series is a lot more like, it feels more biographical than reality TV, than the standard thing of reality TV. But it's just it's too intimate for me. I'm not, we're not doing this. Especially what I heard in the second episode, I was like, nah, I'm not doing the second episode. I'll wait for a third. We'll see.
I'll wait for a third. It's hilarious.
I'll wait for the third episode. No, because the second episode, the theme of it sounded crazy. Oh, did it? Yo, I'm not even sure if you saw this on Twitter. I randomly ran a... Yo, we're not talking about anime at all. I randomly ran in a 5K today.
Yeah, what the hell was that about? What the fuck?
So,
what the heck was that about?
So, mind you, haven't ran in weeks. I've been sick. I was sick last week. It was originally supposed to come back last week.
Not even like just ran a 5K. Was like tweeting in the middle of it.
Because I stopped and I walked sometimes, and then I started running again. So, I gotten up to run this morning, and it was actually like pretty deep. It was still pretty cold when I started running, but it actually got periodically warmer when I started running. I felt like I was really overdressed. But anyway, I got to the park where I usually run at, because I was just like, all right, worst case scenario, I walk through this park, I still get the calories off. But I got to the park and there were hundreds and hundreds of people running. And I was like, this is kind of what I needed. Now, I didn't know where the running started, so it's not like I could officially register for this 5K. But there's so many people running that I was just like, I would feel like an idiot if I just was walking in the middle of all this. Like, there's something about people passing you by that it's not a good feeling for me. Like, it feels like life passing me by, to be honest with you. Because there's like adults, women, kids, old people, all types of creeds, all types of demographics are running in this 5K. So I was like, all right, I'm going to run in this 5K too. So I was just like, I walked the first part of it and I was like, I think I'm going to do it. So I just tweeted, I was like, all right, I'm going to run in this 5K. And I ran for a bit, and then I stopped and walked, and then I'll tweet a little bit more, because I was like, I did not prepare at all. I did my like,
So you just hijacked somebody's?
No, there's no hijack. It's a public park.
You didn't register or nothing. You just jumped in.
I just jumped in. I took the water and the Gatorade and everything. You hijacked. I got the water and Gatorade and everything. I didn't hijack it. It's a public park. There are plenty of people who were running.
Did people have numbers?
Yes, people had numbers.
Did you have a number?
I did not have a number.
You hijacked. I didn't hijack
anything. It's a public park.
You hopped in.
I didn't hijack anything. It's a public park. But I was running. At some point, it like there was like a 5K route and a 10K route, but I wasn't like, I didn't know where the 5K started. So I just continued running the 10K. I know the whole route is 5K. So I just
did. You know the route that they were taking, or did you just, did you just follow?
I didn't even follow their. All right. The entire park is 5K. To do the 10K route, I assume you just looped it twice. However, where I entered in the park, the 5K had already started for quite a bit, actually. So I had to just jump in, essentially. And after I ran about a mile and change, the 5K was ending. So I was like, oh, they must have started like way, way back. So I just kept running. Eventually, I mean, I'm not the best runner. I wasn't prepared to run. It got really, really hot, actually. I was super over. Like, I had a hoodie and a thermal under a hoodie and like all this other shit. And it was like slowly getting to 60, 65 degrees. But I did it. I was just like, oh shit, okay. Didn't know I could. Didn't know I could just cold enter a 5K and then just like run for most of it, walk for a part of it. Stuff like that, but I was just like, hey, this was a good day.
You know what? I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. You did
that. I officially want to enter a 5K, though.
You say you're thinking about doing it? You should.
No, I definitely want to. I feel like I can definitely run a 5K if I really put my brain to it.
I feel that we can get you to do a half marathon.
I'm not doing a half marathon. You're fucking bugging. I don't like
running. I think you could do it.
I don't like running that much, though.
It's not even about you liking running that much. I just think that you can do it. Oh, it'll be tight. We can get you like lookout themed running gear.
You're bugging.
13 miles. A lookout themed running tank? Come on. What?
13 miles. I would be dead.
What do we need to do?
I would still be running right now.
What would you get to do to get you to run a half marathon? If I did a poll, I got enough people to vote. If I did a petition.
There is no amount of people in the world that can make me care enough to run a half marathon. Not right now. No. I'm not in half marathon shape.
No, I'm not saying like not right now. Maybe, you know, end of the year.
No.
You can do one.
If I got in half marathon shape, like long running distance wouldn't like,
you would have how many if we did something in like September, October.
Bro, no. Fuck out of
you
here.
Could get into half marathon. That's no, how you know how many months you have? It's like care. One good that's legit one good summer of training.
I don't enjoy marathons. I don't enjoy running enough to run a half marathon. I'm not a marathon runner. I'll do a 5K.
I think
maybe a 10K. Maybe,
okay, what if we got you to do a 10K?
It would still be a tough ass.
If I get enough people to petition to get
no,
you
to run you could 10K. Never get enough. I would tell all those people go fuck themselves.
I feel like you could do it. I feel that you could. We could listen. We could make signs.
I'm not a person who's easily swayed by public opinion, like at all.
I wish you were. I know you're not. That's what makes this worse. This could be fun. You're killing the fun because I know how hard set you are.
I have to make sure that I can run this. I've ran the most I've ever ran is like 5.5 miles. And that was a long time ago, and I did that like twice ever, and I ran a lot. But to be able to run consistently for 5.5 miles, I was having a really, really good day. I was feeling light on my feet. I was feeling all types of other. We should talk about anime.
We like, should at some point. At some point,
it's been half an hour. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in and stayed in thus far, and probably like, what the fuck are they talking?
They're just
about?
Like, no, we don't come here for you guys to comment on.
Maybe we'll pick this up maybe next episode. Okay, few announcements. I really buried the lead on this one. First announcement. Subzlai Dubzlai is returning very, very soon. It's actually returning next week. And you'll see the news on the timeline probably before you reach this part of the episode. But Subzlai Dubzlai returning next week, Wednesday, April 24th. They are starting their tournament arc of their series. Everyone loves a good tournament arc, and they're going to be going through the most notable tournament arcs in anime, so make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Of course, we're gonna have the Dark Tournament arc. We're gonna have all the other tournaments that you guys love. D and J are going to discuss it at length, so make sure you guys stay tuned. I know how much you guys love Subzlai Dubzlai, so make sure you guys stay
understanding their reasoning for choosing this subject for this season.
Right.
I truly don't think people understand of how much elite haters they are. Like, they are some next level haters.
I don't think it's haters, but I think
no,
it's just...
they're haters. It's okay. I feel like there's just certain things that are just like general consensus of like, okay, we all just need to understand what the peak of this thing is.
I think they see the conversation surrounding tournament arcs and what it's been online, and they disagree with it, because I feel like people and to an extent I agree with them. People pretty much have labeled the Dark Tournament arc the best tournament arc in anime, and I don't think people really know what goes into a great tournament arc and what it really accomplishes. I think people just blindly kind of like associate this. To me, Dark Tournament arc, as much as I love the Dark Tournament arc, and maybe I'll go back to it, to be honest with you.
I'm a definitely, I'm a, everything that they're covering, I'm gonna go back and rewatch.
I feel like those Dragon Ball tournament arcs are really, really good. I got a lot of a Tournament of Power, the Tenkaichi Budokai tournaments, like all those other, like those tournaments are probably like the most top tier ones. With that said, they're going to be talking about it, so make sure you guys started tuning in next week.
Man, shout out to my guys, yeah. WJ, though.
Follow on Twitter, subscribe, all the other stuff, leave your notes, leave your, so, you know, rants, everything of the rather. What else? Next week for us is going to be our official anniversary episode, 6th anniversary episode for the Lookout. And we will be covering the top 25 greatest episodes of Dragon Ball Z ever. That's right. We're going to be naming them. We'll really talk about the top 10, but we're going to be still going through the top 25 Dragon Ball Z episodes ever. What are some of your favorite Dragon Ball Z episodes, Jamal?
Favorite ones? I'm trying to not say ones that I feel that are going to be in the top 10. I'm not going to say the obvious ones. Well,
there's only so many episodes, and there's much worthy of being top 25. So don't stress yourself. It's
no,
all
good. But no, some of my favorite ones, 18 versus Vegeta, that's always a good one. Like, just seeing Vegeta getting humbled like that. Them early ones, like, though, you know, obviously the Goku versus Vegeta, the first that first one was just amazing, kind of just that scene of them being on two different levels, and
right.
You know, Vegeta, like Vegeta silhouette in the background, like all that stuff was so hard. God, they have so many episodes, so many great moments. This was hard. I mean, it was hard making that list. Obviously, like Super Saiyan 2, Trunks versus King Cole and Frieza, and like the first time you get to see Trunks, I think that's just a definitive moment there. It's like the first time you're just like, oh, there's somebody cooler than Goku out here, like, holy shit. God, I could just start racking them off. It's too
much. Yeah, man.
Listen, it really is. Like, it's just...
Those episodes we're going to talk about next week. All those episodes we're going to talk about in full. We're going to do a big celebration. It's a celebration for Akira Toriyama. It's a celebration for the Lookout. And a celebration of Dragon Ball Z. So, make sure you guys stay tuned to that episode. But on this episode, we need to talk about some of the anime that we've been watching. Or maybe not watching. Because we've been... To be honest with you, it was tapped in really hard to Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. But... I've been watching Solo Leveling, first season of Solo Leveling, which actually ended. I've been recommended by multiple people. I also was recommended with Ninja Kamui, and I heard it went to shit. But can't
confirm. It's definitely the shit. It's tight.
No, the shit or went to shit.
Oh, went to shit?
I heard like mecha stuff started getting involved, and people were like, nah, I'm not with it.
Mecha stuff definitely started getting involved.
Are you with it?
Doesn't bother me. But it doesn't bother me because in the story and how it connects to the whole grand scheme of things, like you understand why it gets involved. Obviously I would like it to feel more ninja-y and not more techie, but you see how all the dots connect, and I feel
they were like, it turned into Yasuke really quickly out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, not like that. It's not Yasuke level of that, but it's definitely the reason why I'm not cool is because I really do see there's a path that we're gonna get back to where we started from. You know, like, I feel that, like, the mecha stuff is, you know, it gets introduced, but there's a way for it to get back to real hip hop.
Okay. All right. Well, Solo Leveling, I was recommended. The first episode, initially when I watched it, I wasn't really intrigued, but I also wasn't really paying attention and didn't give it a chance. So I opted to give it another chance. Actually, I thoroughly loved it. There are things I don't like about Solo Leveling Part 1. I don't really like that it's really focused on one character.
This feels... Solo Leveling feels like a really fun Twitch stream.
I like that.
It's like the most captivating Twitch stream I've ever seen in my life.
No, it is. It's like you're literally watching all these people... you're watching this one person play this game and level up in this game, and you're like, oh, wow, okay, cool. Like, this is, it's kind of tough. Like, he leveled up. Oh, he's getting stronger. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, this level is getting harder. That's nuts. Oh, he's in with a group this time. That's kind of crazy. You're actually pretty on the money with that. I like the concept of it and, like, how it slowly started, like, he slowly started, like, evolving or devolving, depending on how you choose any of this. But I really liked the concept of the series. I thought it was very, very smart. I thought it was very, very cool, albeit a little bit gory. But I thought it went really, really well. I would love to see more characters involved, like, meaningful characters involved.
Yeah, I think that they're trying to, like, set up the scene. I think they're trying to set it up where your characters will definitely get more involved, and characters would definitely, you know, you're kind of, like, it's obviously, you know, that there's some big bad.
Right.
You know, like, you know, there's some underlying scheme happening. They haven't fully introduced it yet. Like, they kind of have, but they haven't really.
Right.
But yeah, it like these first, you know, these 12 episodes is really, really hyper focused on just like him getting stronger. Like, that's really it. Like, his quest for power.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you guys. I recommended it to people. I said, listen, this is pretty good. Solo Leveling is a it's a great series. It's probably the one of the better ones of the winter anime kind of thing. I don't know if I would ever watch this like week to week as much as I did. I definitely was like, let's binge a couple, wait a couple weeks, let's binge a couple more, wait a couple weeks, let's binge a couple more. But for everything that I saw, I was like, wow, this is pretty tough. So you know what? Shout out to Solo Leveling. It did the damn thing. South Korean web novels, man.
Does this make you want to read the manhwa? I feel like it does. I don't want to. I feel that I'm just like, this is really good. I do agree that it, you know, Solo Leveling was really good, is really good. I just
can I be honest with you? I had this discussion with myself like yesterday, maybe the day before. I was like, there has not really been a series I've been into, and maybe it was because I was watching what we were going to talk about next, Kaiju number 8. But there hasn't been a series that I've really into that I haven't really read the source material for. So I was just like, I've never, I think probably one of the very few Odd Taxi, Wonder Egg Priority, a couple of those other series, and they usually end up being like web novels or something along those lines, where like I had not indulged in the source material. I didn't go to the source material. I didn't say like, yo, it's better when you read it. Because oftentimes it honestly is probably better when you read it because it's closer to the actual author's vision and source material and a lot of stuff like that. That's why a lot of people recommend people read My Hero or read Jujutsu Kaisen or read that. I mean, but Jujutsu Kaisen, I think they adapt it pretty well, but people definitely tell you to read My Hero Academia. They're like, no, they're fucking it up. But there hasn't been a series that I've think so. While I do want to kind of like indulge in this, I'm probably not going to because it's not readily available. Like, it's not on Shonen Jump app, so I'm just not gonna like just jump into it.
Yeah, I think for me, I think sometimes animes make me feel like I either want to continue to see this in this format and not really care about seeing it. The manga or the manga, or it it makes me want to like, or it makes me feel like, oh, this probably like really fits on the manga too. Like, I really want to see what the manga looks like also.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of those ones where I feel like, I'm like, I think this just works so perfectly as an anime. Like, I have no desire to read it. Like, I think the anime format for this is just perfect.
I think it is, to be honest with you. It is. And if they roll it back around, they've already announced season 2 of Solo Leveling, so we at least got that. If they roll it back around, I think it's going to be a hit again. So I think they got something good here. They really do. They really do. There's a new My Hero Academia movie coming out. Have you seen the trailer for this sham of a movie?
Where they got fake All Might.
Yeah. Fake All Might. All Might Black.
Yeah. All Might Black. It's the Negachin.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, all right. Well, yippee-yip-dee-doo.
I think what they have already done in terms of their movies and the lengths they have gone in terms of their storytelling, this doesn't surprise me in a bit.
It doesn't, but also I'm like, bro, like, make it canon. Like, do something, please.
But what more,
like,
could they do canon-wise for it?
All Might's origin story is what people have been begging for. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's literally the story that they've, like, kind of, like, half-told in the manga itself. Like, even if you're watching the anime, you're kind of like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I would love to see more. Like, even in the manga itself, it's still not really fully even told like that. I think people would love to see that. People would love to see the rise of All For One in a very, like, yo, how did he get to where he got, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Can I get full conspiracy theory on you right now?
Talk about it.
I feel that Horikoshi and them, or the studios, whoever's going to be cranking out these movies, feel they're holding out in their back pocket. I feel that one day they're going to see My Hero ain't bringing in the bacon as it once was. Mm. They're going to fling that out. Like, hey, we need a little boost real quick.
Mm. I can see it. I can see it.
I can see it just holding it in the back pocket, because you still got the anime going, the manga isn't finished, and where the manga's at is fucking nuts. So it's like, but
the way I feel like how anime movies are rocking right now, you can't come with bullshit. Like, the way anime movies are rocking right now and the way they're, like, selling things, like, this movie's still going to sell, don't get me wrong, but you definitely don't want to, like, if you want to really get your foot in there and really make a good dent on it, give it a movie that people genuinely will care about. Not, like, the fake All Might movie. Like, he's not really All Might, but he's fake All Might, but he...
We're gonna give you the... We'll restore the feeling somewhat.
Right.
I hate that they're trying to frame it as, like, not even really frame it, but I feel they're going for this feel of Deku has to fight All Might. You know, like this whole, he has to face his greatest hero, his best mentor. And I'm like, it's not really that. Like, I don't understand if it was on some completely side story where there was somebody with a mind control quirk that took over All Might's body or something. No, something like that where he's, like, actually having to fight him. But, you know, on some Majin All Might shit. But, yeah, this isn't, I don't know. I feel that anything they do now, though, is better than that last movie.
I don't even remember the last movie, so I'm going to... No, actually, the fighting in that movie wasn't that bad.
That movie sucked. That movie was ass.
The fighting in that movie wasn't that bad.
They still have not topped the first one.
Yeah, I
agree. That first movie was special.
I agree.
And it was, like, semi-canon. Like, it worked so well. It worked so well.
It actually did. It's actually, like, still, like, relevant within the thing right now. So I agree with you there. Kaiju number 8. We've been singing this thing's praises for quite some time. This is one of the very few manga that I've been reading since it was introduced. And I'm not a person who, like, gets on it when it's supposed to be time. I'm not fucking AD. Shout out to AD. But unlike AD, I don't read everything. Shout out to AD.
Shout out to AD, man. He's a nutcase.
Made a joke. We were just like, hey, he'll read your terms and conditions if you really pay for it.
Nah, he definitely reads the terms and conditions. I think. He is a terms and conditioner reader for sure.
Yeah, and he's going to tell us, like, yo, no, you got to understand. Like, they'll take your shit back if you really. They'll undownload it from your phone if you thing it. But nah, it's really Kaiju number 8. I felt really at home with this first episode. I was skeptical of the initial, when they dropped the initial, like, frames and figures of the show. I was like, this looks kind of goofy as fuck. Because it was, like, kind of semi-3D, kind of not. But now, to be honest with you, if I can keep it a buck, like, it kind of, when I was watching, I was like, this kind of feels like a Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, it does. So we on the same boat. I was just like, hey, this feels like, never see those videos. It's like anime videos on IG. Usually it's like mostly like the food where they're cooking.
Yeah.
Like it got that feel to it.
It's really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think just kind of it ended on an interesting cliffhanger, but realistically I think it captured the entire vision of the series. Like none of it feels like, clearly, I mean, My Hero fans are the worst at this, but like none of it's like blue skies and like optimism or anything like that. Like it's this dark world where kaijus come into it, and there's a kaiju force, essentially operation force, who are pretty much designated to take out the kaijus. And our main character Kafka is part of the cleanup crew. He is part of the people who, when they eventually do start destroying the kaijus, and they're splattered and their blood splattered and their guts all over the neighborhood, and like people have to evacuate and stuff like that, he's part of the job that's like, we're gonna spend the next week mobilizing, cleaning, and figuring out pretty much everything that we can figure out from these kaijus. So he's part of that squad. I thoroughly enjoy the where it at least starts with a lot of this thing in the series. What were your early thoughts?
I think that it looks, first of all, yeah, like you said, it looks amazing. I think story-wise, I think they did a really good job on the first episode, like really establishing characters and characters' relationships, even of just like, okay, we know who our main character is. We understand that he had some dream and that, like, you know, that he once thought was dead. You got the side character, you know, that's like his partner now, that has like reignited him in this dream. And it's like, okay, you understand that those two are probably going to be going through this initial journey together. They're going to break off at some point, but they're going to go through this initial journey together. And then also, they set a character goal for the main character with, you know, his friend who is now the captain, or his old friend who is now the captain. Now he's like, okay, I got to reach her level. So now we got like, we kind of got an established ambition and established goal of, okay, he's working towards being this level. And yeah, I think this is really going to work well right now. I think kaijus in general are having a moment. Shout out to Kong and Godzilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, Brandon, right. This is really, they really hit it where.
No, then like the kaijus look great. Like it
was. And then they've done this thing. Not only, I mean, granted, it premiered on Twitter, which is like whatever, to be honest with you. But it's also, they're doing the dub, where the dub releases at the same time as the, pretty much the original source material. And it's like, bro, this is what we've been waiting for our entire fucking lives. Like, just release them at the same time.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought, yeah, like this came at a very special time. Really great time. It's a
No, it's yeah, it's really good. And I think that it's good. It's definitely I say it's another action shonen thing, but I still feel that the pacing's a bit different. I guess the content in general is different. So that's just gonna be nice. Like even when I was watching Solo Leveling, like obviously we both think it's really good, but also in the back of my mind, I'm just kind of like, damn, it's a
it lacks a little bit of like human, and I think that's what it's like was supposed to do.
Like it feels so, it feels anime.
It feels anime, but it also feels a little bit sterile, and it's kind of like delivery.
Yeah, like it's just kind of
this
like,
one. You really. That's why I was like. To be honest with you, in Solo Leveling, I want more characters because the main character isn't my favorite character. Like, there's not really much to the main character in fucking Solo Leveling.
Yeah, like, no, he's, you know, I think they're trying to introduce this, okay, you see how the more powerful he gets, the less human he becomes, like, establishing that kind of thing. But, right. Like you said, that's not enough for me to start really enjoying him. And also, I feel that there are other characters that have been introduced where I'm like, they're going to have that same exact thing. Where it's like, you know, like they're going to be the same exact way. And yeah. I think this is going to be a consistent battle of who's stronger. And, you know, once again, I think that it, you know, obviously, like it's going to work. It does work. But this also feels very, it fits the mold, you know, like, okay, this is going to work because it's doing all the things that have worked previous in past. And, right. You know, they're not, it doesn't feel like they're breaking off or doing anything much different from the last, you know?
I think there's so much things right with Kaiju number 8. Now, I'll talk about manga's another thing. But early part of the show, I think it does a lot to attract you to the main character. One of the main characters older. It's not like young. Usually they're not like these kids, like this smart aleck ass kid who can't fucking get his head on straight or nothing along those lines. He's very much a grown person dealing with grown person things. And the reality of life is like you find yourself in a situation where you're like, I need to put food on my table so I don't really have things to accomplish my dreams. And then he does meet this kind of younger person who's like reaffirms him like actually you should probably be going for these things and stuff like that. I thought this first episode, it isn't the, to me, this isn't the like Attack on Titan episode one, like really game changer foot and hole, like makes a major statement where like Demon Slayer, where they like kill everyone's fucking family in the first episode. But I still think it makes a mark in a way that's like, oh, I'm interested in kind of seeing how this series goes. Like,
I think the older character thing is that thing though, where you're like, even when he's like, you know, they increased the age to 33, I'm just like, damn, like really think of how many animes
have we watched.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know,
that's what I said to myself. I was like, I couldn't do it if I wanted to.
Like, I think about how many animes have really established, like you said, like an age, like, you know, of you know, especially that old, especially a main character. It's being like, no, this person's 27. Like, he's much older and he feels much older. He feels mature. Like you said, like, even though he was like, man, damn, like, God, I would have loved to have been on a defense force. But he's like, my job is, you know, I still do my work. I still contribute. Like, I have a good job that affords me a nice place to stay. He's obviously messy, but it's just like, I got a nice place to stay. I got the things that I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just like, you know, he's at a transition period in life. And I feel that like around 27, I think a lot of people probably hit that too, where they're kind of just like, hey, we're getting kind of close to 30.
Right.
Like, am I really, you know, am I doing the things that I want to do? Am I doing the things that, you know, I feel that like me chasing my dreams. Yeah, like, I think how they established that and just making him how he feels and how it fits into the story, even like how the story, like the story in general, how the setting feels. I'm just like, this feels more adult, you know, like right. This feels more like, okay, like, you know, this is a character that we're watching, like the character that we're watching, like you said, isn't just some bratty kid or isn't just some like crazy prodigy or anything like that. He's like, no, it's this older guy who has to make a decision of, okay, am I going to chase his dream or not? And if he is, you see him like go through the process of doing that. And then he just so happens to get a crazy power up at the end.
Yeah, he gets some weird shit flies in his mouth and now he's suddenly a kaiju. And yeah, that's really how the first episode ends. It ends on a really good note. Again, we've read the manga, so we kind of know what happens, but I'm super interested to see where the rest of the show goes. And the fact they keep dropping in English means I'm going to definitely continue watching it. I need to kind of like set up my like spring anime log, along with the stuff that I was supposed to see in the winter thing. First of all, I want to go over a little bit of spring anime with you and kind of see where your head's at with this. Is your attention drawn anywhere? Does anything entice you? It's kind of what we did with the winter anime late last year.
Okay.
So obviously the spring 2024 anime, the centerpiece of this all is Demon Slayer's Kimetsu no Yaiba Hashira training arc. So that's not starting until the middle of next month, which to be fair, I'm pretty sure it's starting that because it's very, very fucking short.
that's not moving me right now.
Yeah, it's not, and it shouldn't be, to be honest with you, because realistically it's probably going to be like 6 episodes. So you have that to look forward to. Kaiju number 8, My Hero Academia season 7. They're doing the memories thing right now, which is essentially like a fucking clip show. It's kind of like there's new anime original scenes, but it's not enough to go out your way to watch it, is what I'll say. Unless you really like clip shows in My Hero Academia. So, of course, I'm watching it like an idiot.
Yeah, you're going to watch it regardless.
Yeah. I need the fix.
They could do a whole My Hero episode of nothing but fart jokes, and I'm sure you'd still tune in.
I actually skipped the filler when they used to do it in the previous seasons. Like, I was like, oh, you know, we're going to rob a bank or we're going to go like fishing at a lake or something along those lines. I actually skipped those. But season 7 proper will start May 4th. Also for spring anime, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime season 3. Have you watched the show at all?
I have. It's not for me.
Okay. If it's not for you, it's definitely not for me.
Yeah.
Black Butler public school arc. The butler is not black, if you're interested.
Yeah, no, the yeah. I watched a few episodes of Black Butler. It was like one of those, you know when you used to be like,
I'm glad you tuned into this shit, because I've never I've seen all this stuff on Crunchyroll.
I'm not gonna sit here and say yeah, I watched it all. Like, I literally watched a couple episodes. It's just one of those moments in times where you ever just be like, you know what, I need to watch some new anime. And you're like, fuck it, let me see what this is about. And I watched like 2 episodes and I was like, you know what, I could see myself potentially coming back to this, and I never came back to it.
Okay. Well, Seal and Sebastian head to a school with a new mission in the latest Black Butler season, so shout out to Seal and Sebastian, whoever the fuck they are. Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Wonderful World 3.
No, that's an AD. That sounds like an AD thing.
Join Kazuma, Aqua, Megumin, and Darkness as they dive back for chaos and more hilarious antics. The copy on this is hilarious because it really says nothing. Next one, which has started already, is called Viral Hit. It says, after a tough fight that goes viral, Hoban Yu becomes a star of squaring up against tougher combatants. This sounds like you.
Yeah, it sounds like me. I'm tapping in. What's it on? Did it say it was streaming?
It's on Crunchyroll. This is all on Crunchyroll.
This is all upcoming, or is it?
It started this week. It started on April 10th.
Okay. I'm going to tap in.
Viral hit anime. I'm trying to see if there's any more about it. Okay. It is literally South Korea. Listen, these South Korean webtoons, man. Listen.
Oh, man, they're going great. Hold on. I got Crunchyroll up right now.
Let's see. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out more about it, but it doesn't even have the real.
Oh, it's a 3D thing. Oh, wait, no. Is it? Or is that just the cover art that someone wants to use?
Let me check the trailer.
I love how it's new tube.
It's a little 3D. Yeah, it's a little 3D. It looks funny, but
I'm tapping it. It sounds like some damn Baki Kengan shit, so I'm for it.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Next one is called A Condition Called Love. Hotaru navigates the uncharted waters alongside a boy whose devotion knows no bounds. Pass on that. My only love is Blue. Was it fucking Blue? Oh my god, what's the anime that we're waiting for? It starts with Blue.
Oh, Blue Box.
Blue Box. There we go. Why was I thinking Blue Square? Blue Box. That's what we were waiting for. A Salad Bowl of Eccentrics. All right, I'm gonna skip past the stuff I know you're not gonna watch. Bartender Glass of God. They'll fucking greenlight everything. This brilliant bartender can uplift a troubled soul with a glass of God. Thoughts?
Nah. If I'm not getting an anime like The Bear, a cooking anime like The Bear, I don't want it. I need something that's like that's high stakes. Wow.
Bartender. Okay, hold on. Let me see. This plot is actually. Bartender follows the nightlife of Ryo Sasakura, a bartending prodigy, of course he fucking is, who is said to mix the best cocktails anyone has ever tasted. Of course he is. Upon returning from the studies in France, Ryo works as an assistant for a bartender at the bar Lapin. He later opened his own bar. Are they giving us spoilers in this? Which is hidden. Rumor holds that potential patrons cannot find and simply enter Eden Hall. Rather, they must be invited by the host. Sasakura is known to serve the glass of gods, a way of saying that he just knows the right drink to serve in a particular situation. Okay, all right, well.
You know what? Fuck it, it bought me. I'm in.
Okay. It
bought me. I'm watching it.
It's on Crunchyroll, so it starts. It started last Wednesday, so.
Okay, is it season two? One?
It's season one.
Season one, fuck it.
We're here. We are starting Glass of God.
They start doing clarified cocktails. I love cocktails, so I love the like. I was like never into alcohol or something like that. How I learned how to drink alcohol was you drink it to get drunk. So. Sure. You go to parties or whatever, you take shots, like you're drinking this strictly to get drunk. So
not for the enjoyment of the drink at all. Okay.
And I think that once I started cooking, working in kitchens and things like that, you start seeing like, oh, like food and drink like really go hand in hand. Like this is how certain wines or certain cocktails or certain this or certain that like matches and pairs. And so I started having a different appreciation for it. And so like how I drink is completely different now. So like, I don't like go out and like if I go to somebody's house, like I'm not sitting there taking shots. That's just not, but if we're going out to eat, I'll definitely order
a drink.
I'll definitely order a drink. I'm just like,
I completely get it.
So this, you know what? This sounds like up my alley.
Glass of God. Interesting. I wonder where the demons show up. The kaiju bumps through a fucking glass. Grandma and grandpa turn young again. This lovely elderly couple just regained their youth, determined to live it to the fullest. All right, we can pass on that. Let's see.
Fable? Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that one. I caught one that says Kuri Yukaba. One detective agency looks into a case of mass disappearances in their steampunk city. It was steampunk related.
Which one is this?
Kura Yukaba. K-U-R-A-U-K-A-B-A.
Yukaba. This looks kind of cool.
Okay.
Fable is... I think it's already done, though. When did it come out?
I'm getting all this from the Crunchyroll website. They released their seasonal lineup, so I'm just...
Oh, nice.
Going through it. You might like this one. It's by MAPPA. But it's obviously not like peak MAPPA, so you might get some like shitty shit. It's called Oblivion Battery. A star pitcher and catcher are reunited in high school, and only the catcher now has sudden memory loss. I was like, come on, man. What do you take a sports anime and make it weird? Let me look at the animation on this. Oh, MAPPA did. Wait a minute now. MAPPA might have put the A-team on this. Let's see. Oh, this looks kind of weird.
Send me the whatever link you're looking at.
The characters look kind of weird, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't like ugly anime characters. Like, even though I guess everyone looks very distinct.
Man, I'm so mad that we're getting another season of Blue Lock already, but we haven't heard nothing for Aoashi for season 2.
I'm good on Blue Lock. I'll try it again. Actually, you know what? I'll try it again.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't even like it.
I want Ace of Diamond new season. That's so funny. Let's see. What else is out here?
Oh, shit.
There's Saint Seiya. You know what? Let's leave it there because shit gets very weird when you get deep into Crunchyroll.
Yeah, nah, Crunchyroll, yeah, they,
suddenly you just start watching.
My incestual suggested for you is so funny, because I'm like, there's no way that you've seen the things I watched and suggested this to me.
What are you suggesting?
Let me just look up one. It's always the ones with, like, the stupid long names. That time I got turned into a refrigerator and dropped into the demon world. I'm just like, I'm not watching that. You know I'm not.
I thought I saw someone with a refrigerator, though. Huh. Okay. No, I mean, that's spring anime, to be honest with you. I mean, there's nothing
that's moving me right now.
We've got the big few. Not sure how much is going to continue. We got My Hero that's continuing. We got Demon Slayer that's continuing, kind of. No JJK on the horizon yet. We got Blue Lock coming later this year. We got what I'd love to hear some fucking news about this. Our favorite assassin turned bodega owner.
Sakamoto Days.
Yeah, I would love to hear something about that. Like, please. And don't even like just wait. Just drop the shit.
They just drop the whole season.
Just drop the whole season, yeah. You know, let's end it there. Next week, we got a big week.
We do.
A very Dragon Ball week. So, shout out to everyone who tuned in. Shout out to everyone. If you heard about an anime that you like, shout out to us. I mean, we talking about it. But, yeah, just let us know what you like. Let us know what's cool, what are you watching, so I can just, like, watch it too instead of just watching the story about OJ.
You get re-caught up on Classroom of the Elite.
Oh no, that's definitely on my list. That's definitely on my list because I started it for a second and then I actually decided to watch OJ instead. They should make the story of make the people versus OJ an anime.
Wow, that would be great. Ooh,
episode murder, come on, escape.
That's what we need. We need more like courtroom drama animes.
Like, come on, man.
Give me some lawyer shit. give me some
mystery. Mystery, more so mystery. There's a plot twist at every turn, and then you get to the season finale, and it's like, you know, they talk about the glove, but then the entire thing gets going out, and then people just get murdered in the courtroom out of nowhere, and it's like, oh, he's still here. It's still OJ, and OJ escapes. And OJ escapes, and suddenly the second season is about like
trying to catch Kardashian,
Rob Kardashian and Johnny Cochran, and everyone trying to find OJ.
OJ's still here.
Still, you did it. Shit. Oh my God. Who would have thought? Yeah.
That is so fucking funny.
Hey, man. You don't even have to use OJ. You could use another fucking thing, but it could be loosely inspired by the events of OJ. Wow, that was really unhinged to me. So
that was hilarious.
With that said, thank you guys for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week, of course, and make sure you guys also tune in, stay subscribed, and stay ready too, because we got Subslide Dubslide coming next week. We got our big 6th anniversary episode coming next week. We're going to talk about the top 25 episodes of Dragon Ball Z, and then also just follow us on Twitter, low key. We've been stuck at 933 followers for a minute, and I'm just like, I kind of want the 1,000 now. I didn't want it before, but I kind of want it now. So let's make it happen, Cap'n. Tell your friends, tell your people, tell your other stuff. We will talk about manga at some point in the future. I think that's the discussion. Once you caught up with stuff.
Yeah, I promise. We'll be here soon.
Yeah, so make sure you guys tune into that, and thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week on The Lookout. Peace.